أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولا يأتل أولو الفضل منكم والسعة أن يؤتوا أولي القربى والمساكين والمهاجرين في سبيل الله وليعفوا وليصفحوا ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم والله غفور رحيم. We have discussed earlier that there were three Muslims who were involved in spreading the accusation against Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, two men and one woman. The two men were Misbah radiallahu ta'ala, who was an eminent Sahabi who took part in the Battle of Badr, and the other was Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala and Hamnah radiallahu ta'ala. Misbah radiallahu ta'ala was a poor Sahabi, and he was a relative of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. So he was the relative of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and he was guilty of accusing Abu Bakr's daughter Aisha radiallahu ta'ala of immorality. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he would see to the financial needs of Misbah. Before this incident happened, and before this episode had taken place, because Misbah was poor and he was needy, and he was a relative, so Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala would spend on him. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala would see to his financial need and ensure that he was comfortable. When Abu Bakr heard that Misbah radiallahu ta'ala, the recipient and the beneficiary of his kindness, is also accusing Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha of this crime, and he is guilty of spreading the rumor in Madinah Munawwara and speaking of it, he decided to withhold any financial aid. Because Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was his daughter, and you can well imagine any person, he will withhold immediately. He said, Misbah is the one I am speaking to, I'm looking after him, and here he is saying this about my daughter. So Misbah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu stopped helping and assisting Misbah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this. Allah azza wa jalla says, وَلَا يَأْتَرِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ. Allah says, people of grace, people of favor, people of wealth, people who enjoy comfort, should not take an oath to stop giving their relatives. لا يأتري أولي الفضل منكم وسعتي أن يؤتوا أولي القربى. They should never take this oath that they are going to stop giving their relatives and they are going to stop spending on their relatives. That's a separate issue, Abu Bakr. You continue with your act of generosity and kindness. What Misbah had done and what he said, that's a separate issue. These are two separate issues. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us. Let not what he did affect what you were doing to him. The kindness that you were showing him and what you were spending on him, do not withhold that. Give him what you were giving him because you were giving it for the sake of Allah. And that must continue. What you do for the sake of Allah, irrespective of who the recipient is, irrespective of who the beneficiary may be, that must continue. So continue spending on him and don't take this oath, because Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala took an oath. He said, Wallahi, I will no longer help this man. I will no longer help this individual for what he has said and what he is doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala to continue spending on this relative. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best charity that you can give, the best act of kindness and charity, is to spend on a relative whom you really don't wish to help. Sometimes you have a relative, whoever he may be, and you really don't want to spend on that relative. You really don't feel that he should be the beneficiary of your charity or your assistance or your kindness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that's the best place to spend. That is the best sadaqah that you can give. Why? Because Because now you are giving it purely for the pleasure of God. You really don't want to spend on that person, but you are spending on him. It is solely to earn the happiness and the pleasure of Allah. It is also, he says, that's the best charity that one can give. Wal masakin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they should not take an oath. People who Allah has blessed them with, ulul fadli, people of grace, people of bounty, people of wealth, they should never take an oath not to spend on the poor. Wal masakin, wal muhajirin, and the migrants, they should not take an oath that they will not spend on the muhajirin fi sabilillah, those who have migrated in the way of Allah. Allah says, wal ya'fu wal yasfahu. Wal ya'fu wal yasfahu. Forgive them. Abu Bakr, it was a mistake. Anyone can make a mistake. Pardon, forgive, overlook. Fal ya'fu wal yasfahu. Wal yasfahu, safaha means to turn one's cheek away, meaning just move on, carry on. What had happened had happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dealt with it. What Mistah done was wrong. And he was rash, he was flogged, he was punished for the accusation that he had made and what he had spoken. Now move on. As an ummah, if you want the community to progress, if you want to progress as an individual, as a family, as a relative, Allah says, wal ya'fu wal yasfahu, pardon, turn away, brush it aside, and now let's move on. Learn the lesson and move on. Wal ya'fu wal yasfahu, ala tuhibbuna an yaghfir Allahu lakum. Allah says, do you not love that Allah forgives you? How is it that you are not willing to forgive people, but you want the forgiveness of Allah? Doesn't make sense. You are not prepared to forgive that relative. You are not prepared to forgive that person. You are not prepared to forgive your brother. You are not prepared to forgive your cousin, your aunt, your uncle, whoever it may be. You are not prepared to forgive them. And you turn to Allah and say, oh Allah, forgive me. How does it work? Forgiveness is first personal, then divine. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Do you not love that Allah forgives you? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, when this ayah was revealed, he says, وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي أُحِبُّ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لِي. Wallah, I love that Allah forgives me. I have forgiven Misbah. And I will continue spending on him. For as long as I live, for as long as I exist, I will continue spending on this relative of mine, irrespective of what he had done. My good should not come to an end because of his evil. The evil of the next person and the bad of the next person should not promote me to give up the good that I am doing. My good is for Allah, I will continue with that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu ghafoorun raheem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor, most forgiving, raheem, and very kind. May Allah grant us